Hello.
Hello, Warrington?
Yes, Daniel, how are you doing?
This is Sheldon here, not Daniel.
Oh, you know, I have your Daniel name showing up on my phone.
Oh, this is the office line. This is the main office line. I think you have it saved as Daniel's number. It's a Daniel's number.
Oh, fantastic. You're calling about the brochure?
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
The time?
Hold on. Yeah, oh, sure. Hold on. I'm doing my exercises right now, but I'm going to get up.
That's nice.
Oh, my. Just doing my yoga stretches.
You're in Pacific time, right?
No. I have the brochure up here with me. My Gigi is here. And I want to read it out loud. And she can help me if I miss anything. There's a couple things that we just need. Ooh, hold on. Okay, I have the brochure. The picture, pardon. Do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Love the front cover of the book and this brochure. Beautiful, great picture. Let's go to the Parker family history. That picture is not Edward Parker. I don't have a picture of Edward Parker.
Okay.
But that picture is Francis J. Parker. So when we mention Francis Parker, that picture is appropriate, but I do not have a picture of Edward.
Oh, okay. Like last time we talked, like initially when we talked about the brochure, you told me this was Edward Parker, so I thought.
I did.
Yeah.
And then when I showed it at the family reunion in New Orleans, a historian on the Parker side said that's not Edward Parker. So, but in the research, it does show up as Edward Parker. But I need to move that picture, have no picture for Edward. But when we mention Francis Parker, we need to put this picture there.
Okay. Can do that.
Yeah. I'm going to.
In the middle.
Yeah, somewhere whenever we mention.
Make sure you mention it, my great, great grandfather.
Yeah, he's my great, great grandfather.
You're talking about Edward Parker, right?
Pardon?
You're talking about Edward Parker. He's your great, great grandfather, right?
Is that right? Okay, let's see. My dad's dad, grandfather, Francis is my great-grandfather. Edward is my great-great-grandfather.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay. Now, let me read Edward Parker, from what I learned, was a free man. That's correct. You know, I learned that there's a distinction, Sheldon, between free man, two separate words, and freed man.
Okay, so it was a free, it was freed
Parker,
man. Okay.
Okay, Edward Parker was a free man, two words. The first statement or so is correct. But then when I went down and I said, although born free, Edward had a petition, the Maryland courts to grant him a document for so, and then for him to travel out of Maryland was a freed man, no, free man.
Okay.
Take the D off.
Okay. Got it.
He was a free man.
Okay. Let me just here. Free man. Okay. What else?
Okay, sure. Lavinia Parker, the next paragraph, was born in Virginia. According to her birth date is November. All of that's good. I'm trying to get to... Okay. Edward, after he received his freedom, I'm trying to get to bear with me. He met and married Lavinia Parker. Okay, go back up to the Edward Parker paragraph.
There's no paragraph on Edward Parker.
Under the picture.
Under the picture, yeah.
Okay. That's where I'm headed.
You should be at he met and married Lavinia Parker.
Right, right. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, after she worked at Judge Hitchcock's household in Connecticut, as a servant,
yeah,
she traveled. This is another statement, if you can work it in.
Mm-hmm.
She traveled to Mobile with Judge Hitchcock and his son, and that's why. And that's assumed how she met Edward Parker. She used to travel with the Hitchcock's family to Mobile, and that's how Edward Parker met her. It's assumed that's how. We don't have a direct reference to how they met, but Edward
understood.
Was in Mobile. She used to travel there, and that's how he met, and he purchased her from the Hitchcock family for $5.
Understood.
Okay. Okay, that's fantastic. The other big thing, Sheldon, the family picture,
mm-hmm,
on that third page that folds out.
Yeah.
Our oldest daughter is left out. I remember you saying you had a little trouble fitting that whole picture in.
You're talking about the left, rightmost, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Our oldest daughter is cut out of that picture. And that's important. We get embarrassed when she looks at it. She's left out. I think she would be next to our daughter on the right-hand side. But you have...
Let me actually pull out the picture. Let me...
Yeah, okay.
There's so many pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. And go through the pictures and see which one is it. Not this one.
Nope.
Have a bad throat today. The picture. Come on, just the sound of the picture. Why can't I find this family picture? It's odd. Let's see. Trying to find that picture.
Yeah.
We can. I'll find it. I know it's somewhere in my system. I'm trying to find
it. Okay. Just see if you could add one more, our oldest daughter, to that picture.
Okay. So, looking at that, now I have the picture in front of me. So you're talking about the rightmost person with the hat, correct?
Yes.
That, in the picture, if you pull up the picture on your end, that's the total size that we have. We can't increase it because that's how she is in the picture.
Yeah, that won't work. Then that whole picture has to come out. If we can't have her included.
Is there a way, is there a different family picture that you have?
We look for one today.
Okay, you can look through one and let me know.
Okay, I will. I will.
So changing the picture is not a problem. It's a very easy job. It'll just swap it.
Okay, sounds good. So we're going to remove the picture that's ahead of Edward Parker to someplace else. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's go to the back page, Peter Day's Big Daddy.
Thanks. One second. Moving Edward Parker.
Felt wrong.
Parker picture to Francis Parker. Okay.
Okay, on the back page, I mean, under my dad's mother, Cora Lee DeVerney. Cora Lee is all one word.
Oh, okay.
Not words.
Okay. Got it. And Cora Lee is one word.
Well, thank you. You know what? Hold on. While we're on the phone, can you look up? I got a message from Dale that the correct spelling of Cora Lee. See if you can find. I don't remember I think it's.
Was it a tax or was it a?
I don't know. Oh, I think it's CoralEE. One word. CoralEE. Coralie DeVray. All one word. But it's CoralEE.
What's his name, Warrington?
Dale.
Yeah, that's the name, Coralie, C-O-R-A-L-E-E.
Okay. Now, go down under Big Dave.
Go down under what?
Peter Dave's Big Daddy.
Yeah, on it.
Okay. They were not married, Sheldon. That's what I'm looking for. Was born in Mobile, 1893. Rebecca Days, his mother, of mixed race. She worked and lived in the household of Days. Peter Alba, a descendant. Spanish family sent by the King of Spain to Florida. She was a Alba was in Mobile. This was, you know,
they weren't married.
They were not married. And they had two children, my grandfather and his sister.
So he didn't marry Rebecca. You would say they just had Peter Days and his sister.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Peter Days not married to Rebecca.
Right.
What had kids? Okay. So they didn't marry at any point?
No.
Quite interesting. Okay.
Well, it was
very common during those for all white men to advantage of the women that worked for them.
Especially as well.
I see.
And that's where the term mulatto comes from, Sheldon. A mulatto is usually a slave owner having sex with an African woman or a woman of mixed color.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a child, they're considered to be a mulatto during those days. That is the birth of a child from a white man and a woman, an African woman, or a woman working for the white man of mixed color, they have a child. That child is a mulatto. Edward Parker, my great, yeah. He was born a free man because his dad was white, and Edward Parker's mother was of mixed race.
Mm-hmm.
And he's called a mulatto. That's different than Creole.
Mm-hmm.
A Creole is usually of French mixed. French, Spanish, a person of color, African American, or Native American. But a Creole is a mixed race. Mulatto is a product of a white man and a woman of color. Usually she worked in their house and he had a child And that's where a lot of my family comes from, the mulatto and the Creole side.
Understood.
Okay. I think that's it. I think other than that, it's just a beautifully done job.
The key is to get a, we get a picture of Mommy King.
Yeah.
If not, we can't use that picture.
Yeah, Gigi is reinforcing. We're going to look for a full family picture, get it to you, or we cannot use the one we have in here. It's beautiful, but it's not representing the whole family.
Understood. That's no problem. You can send me another picture, and we'll look into it.
Okay, okay, great.
By the
way,
I was thinking one thing. Other like things we can correct would be, we, I think we should remove the call hotline in your website section.
Yes.
About your picture.
No. Yeah. I'd like the picture back there, but you can remove the Amazon. But I like, you know, that it's hoped to be. Yeah, I love the format, even the whole thing.
I have a question, though. I have a question, Warrington. Do you have a website that I can, like, put up here?
No. How do I get one?
Do you, like, thought about making a website? Because you have a family tree, and now you have a book. And I assume you, like, still, you know, if you're talking about empowerment, you would generally like to talk, you have a platform to talk about empowerment as well, right?
Yes.
So why not get a website?
Can you help me with the website?
Definitely. We have an entire section that is like designing author specialized websites.
Great. Okay, I'm interested.
It gives you an entire platform that you can own and you can run. Do you know what a blog is?
Yes.
So you can write your own blogs over there as well, like, you know, just give your opinions on something, or you can talk about your family history. You can even have, like, if you get a website designed by us as custom, you can even have a whole, you know, family tree section where you can design your entire family tree, and, you know, you can, in your, you know, in your brochure, we can add that, or you can just, you know, send it to your family, like, this is my website. You can check out your family tree here. And, you know, you can create an entire series of, you know, okay, this started from, you can take initiative for your entire family. That moving forward, everybody would know this is the family history. They can see it online.
I'm very interested. How would we proceed if I'm interested in you helping, and you helping me to do that? What's the next step?
First, I don't want you to just get into this without knowing about what you're getting into, right? I want you to make an informed decision, okay? So you know what you're getting into. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, okay?
Yes.
That email will have few samples for websites that you can have, the kind of websites we make.
Okay.
We have a general idea. Okay, this is what we are capable of making, and in that you'll get a lot of things. You'll get maintenance of the website from us. You'll get the domain, and I think given the uniqueness of your name, we should be able to get you the website with the name Warrington S. Parker, like Warrington Parker or WarringtonSParker.com.
Sure.
And you can even highlight your book and even sell your book on the website.
Okay.
So let me just drop you an email first. Go through that. Think about it. And if you still feel like going for it, then we'll talk about the rest. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. And I'll get the brochures done. You don't have to worry about it. For now, maybe I'll switch in, you know, the hotline and website section with, do you know what a QR code is?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, my wife does.
So what I'll do is I'll take your Amazon link, make a QR code out of it. So what a QR code does is you can scan it with your phone, and it will directly take the person who scans it to your Amazon book link. Did you just directly go by? So if you hand it to someone, rather than searching up your book online, they can just scan the QR code and just directly go to Amazon.
Okay.
It's a marketing strategy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
so
good. Let me see it. I hope it's something I can afford. So
the QR code is something personal. It's a personal gesture for me. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay. But the whole website, you guys constructing it, you know,
yeah,
I hope it's reasonable.
Well, it's that we always work with comparative prices. Nothing that us is with crazy prices. You don't have to worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
You've been working for some quite some time. You know, we always talk about reasonable pricing.
I know. It's been a up and down ride, but I think it's smoothing out. And I really appreciated the update about, you know, the book, I'm assuming, and the format,
mm-hmm.
proofread, edited professionally, and would be ready by the end of the month. That's encouraging. And I really wanted the editors to know we followed their directions, and that is with added to the book, you know, to get it more pages. And we didn't do it just for that, but we did it to strengthen the contents with the pictures, and it looks like it's going to come out to be a respectable number of pages, and I'm looking forward to the feedback because we spent, and I know it's going to take time. I'm telling you, Sheldon, we spent a month every hour we could on giving our input to the book.
That is amazing. Because, like, again, it's a biography. The more you can share in it, because you're the person who's mentioned in the book. So
yes,
you're the person with the best information about yourself.
That's right.
The more room it gives us to work with. So now the editor has a lot of room to, you know, now they're just confirming the words. They're just generating a flow. So once the flow is made, we'll work towards, you know, the corrections. And then comes a complete, you know, a neat formatting of the book. Everything's in line. Everything looks clean, so we can then move towards the final step, which is formatting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thanks for calling this morning to get this done, as you said in your email or something. Let's get it done.
Yep. So I'll probably get this to you by – wait, I should get this to you – okay, is it okay because the brochure might be delayed? The guy who worked on the brochure is getting married tomorrow. So
okay,
he's here for like 5 to 6 days. So probably
okay,
he'll be back on the 31st. So can I get the brochure then? Is that okay?
Sure. And by that time, we should send you a family picture.
Perfect. So I'll get this done when he's back, and I think we'll have the brochure and the book ready together. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. That's perfect.
Well, then.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
I'm trying.
Stay healthy. You sound like you have a little residue.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been well for the last about month or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're happy to have you on board. It's feels like it's going to be smooth riding rather than riding in a T-model Ford. I think we've begun to ride in Mercedes.
Yeah. I told you when I came on the project, I told you at the end of the day, you'll say you're satisfied and at this time.
Sheldon, I've been waiting so long for that. I'm getting there now.
I'm glad you are.
So, all right. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'll drop you the email today, and look into it whenever you can. Yes, take your time.
Okay.
Let me know when you come up with a decision. Then we'll talk about the other things, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Perfect. No problem. Have a good day. Bye.